Now, following on from the recent Centre for Cities report, which forecast that Crawley would be the most affected economy by the coronavirus, it predicted that more than 50% of jobs in Crawley were at risk of being lost or furloughed, as the various business sectors most affected to the crisis contribute significantly to the town's jobs and economy. Both Crawley MP Henry Smith and the leader of Crawley Borough Council, Councillor Peter Lamb, who spoke to me last week on this programme, have written to the Chancellor of the Exchequer, the Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy Secretary, the Housing Committees, Communities and Local Government Secretary and the Transport Secretary about the unique challenge that the town is facing. On that note, I'd like to introduce to the airwaves of Susie Radio Member of Parliament for Crawley, Henry Smith. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Neil, and good to hear you loud and clear after your own brush with COVID-19.
Yeah, it's been a close call, and thank you. Now, Henry, it's a bit of a damning report, isn't it?
It's a very serious and solemn report from Centres for Cities, and they are an organisation that are well respected, and you know they have been. They are saying really what I've been warning since January, since the virus first became prevalent as a threat, that areas that are reliant on aviation as key to the economy are likely to be very badly impacted, because aviation was one of the first to take the immediate impact of things closing down, and will probably be one of the slowest to recover, because confidence will take a while to come back. So we do need to be very aware of that, and really make sure that the policies and the support packages are in place to help mitigate against damage to the local economy and employment.
Let's just look at some of the figures from before the virus. Crawley generates 124 million in business rates a year for the government, which will prove very costly to the public finances. And of course, before the coronavirus, Crawley economy had been getting stronger and grew 23% between 2013 and 2020, with the number of jobs growing by 13.5% in the same period. That's 101,000 job density outside London. It's second highest outside London.
Yes, that's right. I mean, the Crawley and Gatwick economy is traditionally very strong. It's because of our location, just south of London, with good communication links. Of course, Gatwick Airport as well means that not just aviation companies, but other employers locate here as well. So traditionally, we have had a strong economy, but because aviation is so particularly hit by the coronavirus pandemic, that's why it's having, I think, such a dramatic effect on our economy. But that being said, I am confident that whilst recovery might be somewhat slower for the aviation sector, all of the fundamentals of our economy still remain strong. And once we are through this period, I think we can recover, but it does need to make sure that we have those support measures in place in the interim.
Now, a few weeks ago, we had reports that British Airways were thinking of cutting jobs at Gatwick. That has sort of been unconfirmed, or they keep dismissing it. But I know you've written a letter to BA, haven't you?
Yes, in the last week I've written to the Chief Executive Officer of British Airways, really concerned about media reports that they were considering withdrawing from Gatwick Airport completely. I hope those reports aren't accurate, and I want to seeking clarification from BA on that. Gatwick does have a good future. It will take a while to come back, and I would just call on, it's very difficult for companies at the moment, I do appreciate, but I would call on British Airways, where at all possible, to maintain their presence at Gatwick, because it will, I think, be an important hub for future aviation and the travel industry.
Now, returning back to the letter that yourself and Peter Lamb have addressed to all those people, You've asked in there for a 10-point strategy. Just explain that a little.
Well, there are a number of, a basket really of measures that we need to see put in place, and the government have already done an awful lot in terms of the job retention scheme, in terms of specific support for businesses. So this week it announced that there's an extra just over £12 million for smaller businesses in Crawley. Some 800 businesses are eligible for that. Also, there's been around about £39 million that's been pledged to West Sussex County Council and Crawley Borough Council to support public services. So there is a lot going in to support the local area, but what I really want to do is ensure that aviation and the Gatwick and Crawley economy in particular are front and centre in terms of the government's response, and that's why we've got a 10-point plan of what we believe would be particularly of benefit. And I am on the order paper for Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons on Wednesday, so probably doesn't take much to guess what subject I'll be going on.
Now, it is obviously a worrying time. I spoke to a councillor, Peter Lamb, last week on this subject, and he was extremely concerned about the number of workers that weren't actually being furloughed but were actually being made redundant. And then you get a sort of view of the state of affairs that Crawley is heading in, because the economy, if you're not earning money, you can't go spend it, and then the shops notice it, and then it starts to fall downhill very fast, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. Our economy is interlinked, and if there are fewer people in work earning, then there is less money for those individuals to spend in the local economy, as you say, in retail or other parts of the economy. So if there is less wealth around, then the economy naturally suffers as a result, and that can have a knock-on effect on other sectors and other employment. And that's really why we need to ensure that those sort of bridging mechanisms to get companies beyond this immediate lockdown phase, companies that otherwise are viable and very successful, as you were mentioning earlier on, to get them beyond this immediate phase so that they can start up as quickly as possible afterwards. And there is an important aspect to this, that whilst everyone has done a fantastic job in terms of making sure that as few people as possible get the virus and are suffering from it, we can't have a situation where the economic damage leads to more ill health and less well-being in the medium to longer term. So it's a very difficult balance that is having to be struck. I think we're getting it about right, but as I say, the Gatwick and Crawley economy needs that particular support, and certainly that's what elected representatives like myself and Peter Lamb are keen to do.
That's always good news that you're very much on the ball, and hopefully people will return to work and find new work or retain their old jobs and get back into the swing of things as soon as possible. I myself had known it's very difficult returning to work after being furloughed, then having an illness as well. It's been quite horrendous and quite difficult just to get the energy to do things again, breaking myself in rather slowly at the moment. But Henry, one of the things I wanted to mention to you is just that thing, just getting back to work. It's going to be tricky. People haven't been out in their vehicles for a long time. We got to watch the roads. There's going to be some uncertainty. I remember just the other day getting back into my vehicle for the first time to go to work, and I'm thinking, where's the gears? I don't remember. being all over the place for a good 7 miles before I got myself together.
Yes, I think we adjusting to life after lockdown will be a challenge. We've been living in this sort of extraordinary situation for, 6 weeks from tomorrow evening now. I know what it's like that, you know, if you've had a week or two's holiday, getting back into the swing of things can be a bit difficult. But certainly what we've experienced over such a period of time will be a challenge. And also this psychology around that as well. Returning to offices and other places of work. So it will be an adjustment for us. What I hope is we're going to have a nice sunny summer ahead of us as well, because I think we all deserve that one. And hopefully we can get back into the swing of things as soon as possible and get back to some sort of semblance of normality as soon as possible. I think we'll all deserve a good pat on the back for what we've been through. But my credit to you, Neil, for keeping Suzy Radio going despite your own personal challenges. You're a true embodiment of the show must go on, and that's been fantastic for our local community.
That's a good hint for a song, actually, so maybe I'll have to leave it out.
Don't ask me to sing. You don't want to hear my singing.
perhaps not. But one of the important things, Henry, I think, is as an individual or a business owner, what we're watching at the moment is the strategy that the government will actually put to us very, very soon of how they intend to allow us to return to normality, this stepped process.
I think that's very important. I think we do need to start seeing exactly what coming out of lockdown looks like. And my understanding is that's what we will be seeing from those Downing Street briefings in this coming week. We've seen it, I think, in the news in Spain and Italy, that they, from this weekend, have slowly started lifting their lockdown, and other countries as well. So I think we will start to understand what that means. And I do think that's important just for people to be able to plan for going back to work full-time, and people plan businesses and children going back to school and so on and so forth. So it'll be quite a mammoth operation. But, we've been here before as a country, faced challenges, and we've come through them. And I'm struck that, of course, on Friday, we'll be celebrating the 75th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day. And, perhaps there are some similarities there with the adversity three quarters of a century ago that this country went through, and we came back, and I think we can come back stronger from this challenge as well.
I think in the duress side of things, and the British spirit, which is very, very strong, yes, very strong similarities in respect of the situation, I think they're very, very different items and perhaps should remain separate.
Yes, I certainly wouldn't want to equate the Second World War with the coronavirus, but I think in terms of the can-do spirit and not letting things that represent adversity get the better of us, I think is a trait that we've done well in the past, and I'm sure we'll stand us in good stead this time round as well.
Now, doom and gloom aside for the moment, any good news from Crawley?
Well, yes, Crawley, I think, has really sort of come into its own in terms of its community spirit. So I've been very struck by the way people have come together to help each other, whether that's people volunteering to do shopping and delivering for those people who have been isolated or more vulnerable. And I was talking to some of the local churches in the last week and hearing about a lot of the plans that they're doing and seeking to help those as well. So, I do think these situations bring out the best in the vast majority of people, and there is a bit of a camaraderie around Crawley, and that's fantastic to see, and I think we need to keep that going into the future.
That's terrific. MP Henry Smith, thank you very much for speaking to us once again here on Suzy Radio 103.4.
My pleasure.